It's good to be back from New Mexico. Greetings from Northeast Nebraska. Beck and I and Micah and our little daughter who is yet growing in the womb are happy to be back with you all. I figured I got to get used to the pulpit here. I have a screen at the church that I pastor now. We have a screen in the back, so we'll put a request in for that for next time here. Oh, we have a screen in the back. Look at that. All right, well, I figured I'd show a few pictures and tell you a little update about Beck and I. Know we were here sort of temporarily. We were tabernacling among you for several months after finishing seminary and kind of waiting upon the Lord to see where He would place us. And so He placed us in Newman Grove, Nebraska. If you haven't heard of it, well, you probably have heard of it now since we were there, but it's a, there is a picture there of the church. We're in Newman Grove. It's about 2 hours east of Omaha. And we're sort of at the bottom of the hill. The town is up above there. Our building will double for a machine shed. The only church in town that will do that. We live in an interesting area, in a very religious area in the American Midwest. We have a lot of sort of the mainline denominations, a lot of Methodists, a lot of Lutherans from the Scandinavian settlers who settled there, and then a lot of Roman Catholics. Our church is significant in our town. It was started around 1982 when a pastor was sent to the Methodist Church, and he began to preach out of the Bible and preach the gospel. And the higher-ups in that stream of Methodism didn't care for that, and so they sent him packing. And during his time, his short stay at that church, many people were saved. And so they planted a church. Fellowship Bible Church is the name of it, and a church that centers upon the Word of God and loves to hear the Word of God preached and to give testimony to the truth of the gospel. And so within our town, we're really the only gospel preaching church, and we have multiple churches there in that area. So we have a unique opportunity. It's very different from 9600 Central Avenue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this is the church parsonage that we reside in, and this is Becca's garden, keeps her busy during the summer and spring and fall months. And then we live in a very agricultural area, so corn and beans and hogs and livestock. So during the fall, I have opportunity to drive this around, and this is my vehicle of choice for in the last 2 weeks of October, driving this grain cart for a farmer in our congregation. And then Micah has adjusted well to life in Nebraska. As you can tell, he loves to eat ear of sweet corn there, and that's our dog who likes to eat Micah's scraps. So, anyway, that's a little picture of our life now. So, we are grateful for the Lord's providence. The Lord has provided many avenues for us to grow and to trust Him through life and ministry there. So,